Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the ninth week after the Sunday of Trinity Friday. Our scripture reading comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 through 24. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Our scripture lesson comes from Psalm chapter 143, verse 2. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no man living is righteous before you. It seems on the surface that Christ in this week's gospel actually suggests that we should do good works by means of unrighteous mammon so that we may obtain eternal life thereby, and that those whom we have helped with our mammon may receive us into eternal habitations. Our opponents are not slow to remind us that we have always taught that we should not do good works to inherit eternal life, and that what we read here seems to be the direct opposite of this doctrine. What are we going to say to this? There are many passages here and there in Scripture which speak of our merits. With these, our opponents think they can set God's mercy at naught and force us to adopt the position that we must satisfy God's justice with our good works. Be on your guard against such views and take up your stand on God's pure grace and mercy alone, saying, I am a poor sinner, O God, forgive me my sins. I will gladly keep silent about my merits if you will only keep silent about your judgment. Why was Christ given to us as our mediator? If we want God to enter into judgment with us on the basis of good works, we push Christ aside as our mediator. And without Christ's work of mediation, we cannot stand before God. Hence, let him remain our mediator. Seek the cover of his wings, as the psalmist advises in Psalm 91:4. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. Let this be your prayer. O God, I do not presume to claim any merit before you from my works, but devote them to the service of my neighbor, placing all my faith and trust in your pure mercy alone. Let us pray. We give you eternal thanks and praise, Heavenly Father, for the riches of your grace and mercy continually bestowed upon us poor, lost, and condemned sinners, in and through our Savior and Mediator, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.